Never let your loneliness lead you into the arms of the wrong person, because that's what happened to me. And he really broke my heart, and I couldn't seem to pick up the pieces for, I didn't look at my real estate book for 3 months. And, New Year's came, and I was like, you know what? I gotta get it together. I'm gaining too much weight. I'm not working out. I'm not being productive. I'm not studying. I'm not doing anything. Let me turn this pain into power.
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
The beauty about life is that we write our own story and we evolve and we transition into what we want. You know, one of my personal evolutions I can recall being when I left morning radio, number one morning radio show outside of the Chicago market, and then decided to move to Los Angeles to pursue and follow my dreams and actually doing what I'm doing right now. And I think that that is the underlining message of today. And without further ado, I am so excited to sit on the healing couch because I am joined by none other than Nikki, the realtor.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm so excited that you're here sitting down with me because
thank
there's so
you for
much.
Having me.
Thank you for being here that I want to talk about because we've seen you clearly on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, you've made your name, but you are doing some other things now. So I want to walk through that evolution if that's cool with you.
Yeah, for sure.
I do want to start though with Love and Hip Hop.
Yes.
How did that come about? How did you get the call and why?
Well, I was actually dating a producer, Molly Mall, at the time. And he was on there with a cast member, Masika. And I was actually his girlfriend for like several years. We broke up. I guess they ended up dating in the time we broke up and started to do the show together. Mm-hmm. And I guess Mona Scott, the producer, yeah, CEO of the show. Mm-hmm. She basically found out about me. She seen old pictures surface and things of that nature and was like, wait a minute, that's really your girlfriend. Masika is new, which she was. But I kind of feel like they both, were dating and it kind of worked out because I have no issue with neither one of them now. Yeah. But it's just, I think that it was a working relationship and I was the real one.
Yeah.
So they asked me to come in for an interview and I did, and I got hired that day on the spot.
I think it's really cool because
kind of fell on my lap.
Out of all these other people, I don't know what they've done, but you grew up in Hollywood.
Yeah,
like this is your life.
Yeah, this is really my life.
Yeah. So you've had a few storylines on Love and Hip Hop. You actually brought Safari on the show. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about his journey following you?
Honestly, like Safari's a great guy. I'm happy for him. I know he was kind of, living under like that image of just like being Nicki Minaj's man at the time. So I feel like it's kind of cool to see he's grown into his own brand and his own person. And I mean, essentially that's what it's about, right? Like becoming your own person. So I feel like, he got that recognition. Now I'm happy for him. I mean, I'm proud for anybody to be doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Masika. Have y'all found healing? Because I remember was an argument on Reunion.
I was 21 when I first started Love and Hip Hop. And I was young and I was like, why is my man cheating on me with this girl? And now I'm kind of like, listen, it's not her fault. He played us both. Like, let's make amends. So we put it past us and we're cool now. So I'm happy for her. She has a beautiful daughter. It's all behind us. I mean, come on. I'm an adult now.
Hey, literally. Do you have any allies from that franchise today?
No, not at all. At all.
What? Okay, and you're fine with that.
I don't really like, I'm about my business, I get to the money, and arguing all that shit ain't making me no money.
Yeah, I hear you. And so that was then, and we're in the now.
Yes.
So, we all went through the COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
How did you deal with that?
Honestly, I was just really kind of like, I have a humongous following, so I think Love and Hip Hop for what, my business, how I, how I grew, and I'm one of the top influencers. Like I have a 3.4 million following. I was like, I have a lingerie line, super successful, sold out, New by Nikki. Shout out to that. But I was hosting clubs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we were filming. And then when the pandemic happened, it was like, okay, there's no hostings, there's no filming, nobody's wearing lingerie to sit in a house. It was kind of like, where's the income?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got depressed. Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And I mean, thank God I have, investments and I'm a smart person, residual income coming in. But it was just like, I'm such a hustler. Like, what's my next move?
Right.
So I was like, started to like think, okay, let me help my family with their real estate and be more hands-on. Mm-hmm. So I started school again, which was extremely hard for me because I haven't been in school since I graduated USC. I had 2 degrees from USC. So from USC, I went to Love and Hip Hop, and I was in the entertainment world for like 7 years. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm going back to school, but virtually, which I'm a super hands-on learner in class. Mm-hmm. So it just was so distracting and hard to sit in front of a computer all day to learn something that was so second, third nature to me that I had no idea. Like, it was just so hard. So
yeah.
Anyway.
So where did you find the motivation? Because, you know, we're all at home. We're sitting on the couch and you got to go to school. You know, I'm eating Cheez-Its, doing a little something over here. And, you know, where's honestly, the motivation coming from?
I was super lonely during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I was in a very bad relationship. And never let your loneliness lead you into the arms of the wrong person, because that's what happened to me. And he really broke my heart. And I couldn't seem to pick up the pieces for, I didn't look at my real estate book for 3 months. And, you know, New Year's came and I was like, you know what? I got to get it together. I'm gaining too much weight. I'm not working out. I'm not being productive. I'm not studying. I'm not doing anything. Let me turn this pain into power. Like, enough is enough. So I started hitting the gym. I started working out. I started eating healthy and I studied every day for a month and I passed my test the first day.
No. Yes. Wait, what year is this? Is it 2020, 2022?
This is February 28th of this year. 2022. I just started my class 6 months ago. So I finished the program online.
Yeah.
And then February 28th, I scheduled my state exam. And I was like, okay, that's it. I'm going to do it. So I took a crash course the week before. I studied. I didn't see anybody for 2 months. I became celibate since that relationship. I'm like, I'm not going to, you know, focus on these men because obviously God has given me a sign like this, you know, like this person is not for me. Let me stay away from this. Let me focus on my health. Let me worry about eating good. Mm-hmm. Let me study. Let me get rid of all my distractions. No drinking, no partying, because all that shit slowed me down.
Yeah.
And then now I am working at a top firm in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And I feel my best. I look my best, and you know, I'm selling houses. I'm very proud of myself, and that's where I'm at now with it.
So Nikki, you're a realtor.
Yes.
All the things. What was it like, because you're at Keller Williams?
Yeah, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Okay, that the elite. Yes. Did you have the interview? Because people know you. You're like Miss Nikki, baby. Nikki, like, do you have to interview? What's
yes,
that?
Actually, I did have to interview.
Okay, how many times? What was it like?
I got hired the first day.
Oh, they knew they wanted you.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have an office at this space?
Yes, I actually do. I work in the office. And then I also, you know, I'm very engaging. I go, I meet the buyers, I meet the sellers, I talk to the mentors, I talk to the agents. Mm. I mean, I'm just learning. Education is key, and I'm new in this business. So, you know, I'm enjoying it. I love it. It's a whole different ballgame for me. It gave me a lot of discipline, because the old Nikki, who was doing her hostings and probably gets home Monday morning, is now sleeping in bed on Sunday at 8 o'clock because she has work on Monday morning. So, you know, it's a whole different
grown. But do you like that transition?
I love it.
You don't
I love
miss
it.
That.
No, I don't.
The club, no. Mm-mm.
I feel like I, you know, been there, did that. And, you know, life is about evolution and growing. And that's where I'm at now.
Yeah. I love that. You also have Nude by Nikki, which you mentioned.
Yes.
You got into the lingerie business, which you said is doing really well. How do you plan on balancing having that brand and then also being a realtor?
You know, honestly, that's the hard thing I'm finding right now is the balance. Like, you know, managing the clubs, helping my family with that. Then I have my personal life. Then I have my, you know, my family. Mm-hmm. Then I have, you know, the real estate. And then it's just like Nude by Nikki. I'm just so like, here. That's kind of the challenging thing. And like also to like working out, taking care of yourself, like, you know, making sure you are mentally stable too. Yeah. It's just so many things. But, you know, I try to have a routine every day. And I like wake up. I'm like, okay, pray, work out, meditate. Boom. Okay, that's done. Eat healthy. Boom. Then get ready for work. Boom. And then every day I have a list of my to-dos and I'm like, okay, boom, do this for Nude by Nikki, strategize this, let's do this, do that. And every day I go over that list like several times and I strategize. So for Nude by Nikki right now, I actually am holding off on 3 collections. Mm-hmm. I have an activewear that I developed during the pandemic because everybody was wearing leisure wear. Mm-hmm. And then I have 2 lingerie sets I haven't released yet. So I'm kind of working on the marketing and rebranding overall.
Are you going to, like, you know, because, you know, like Rihanna drops some men's stuff. Are you going to, like, give us something?
I do actually have men's stuff.
Do you really? Yes, I didn't see it on there last night.
It sold out.
Okay, got it. She's there. So I do want to say, because you look amazing. You talked about eating. What's your diet? Can I know?
Yes. A no carb diet. I eat very healthy.
I don't want to know now.
Eggs, salad, grilled chicken, protein, veggies, fish. Mm-hmm. You know, very lean. But the key for me is intermittent fasting, 12, 3, and 7. Nothing after 7. And tons of water.
Got you. So you're a realtor now. What skills did you, like, have you learned from Love and Hip Hop that you feel like can transfer over here?
Show up. Show the face, be consistent, look good, be vulnerable, be present, and be willing to learn from people. Don't feel like you're better than anybody. Listen to other people's stories. People go through similar things versus Love and Hip Hop. One dealing with this, one dealing with that. Yeah. Same thing with the people I work with now. And just be transparent, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's the key.
I feel like, you know, because I've seen some of the reality shows and I've seen some of the reality girls and stuff. And a lot of them got into the music industry.
Yeah.
Why haven't I got a beat from Nicki yet?
Because that's not my purpose.
No.
I'm not going to put my hands into something I know I wouldn't succeed in. I'm not just going to say, yeah, I'm doing music now. Yeah, I'm a chef now. Yeah, I'm this. I stay in my own lane. Oh, and that's why I'm good. Because anything I put my name behind does amazing. So let me stick to what I know, what I believe in.
Yeah.
And music, like, that's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Like, people, so many people have asked me, hey, Nicki, can you manage me? Hey, this, hey, I'm sorry to tell you, but unless I don't even barely have time for my own life, I can't take on any more things. And especially if I'm not going to be doing my full best at it.
Yeah, I feel that. So I do want to ask you this question, because there is so much going on in the world and you do have TV experience. Now you're a realtor. Mm-hmm. I have a suggestion and I feel like maybe we can make a pitch. Have you seen Selling Sunset?
Yes, which I really pray, God willing, that I get on there.
I want you on the show.
I would love to.
Yeah. I want you on the show.
Hey, you guys are watching. I'm right here.
Right.
I think I'd be a great asset.
You would my shake personality, the tables, my sell look. Houses.
Yeah, I think I'd be great at it.
Do you have a specific, you know, in LA, do you have a specific area that you are working in? Like, is it, can
I
you
mean,
go
obviously, I would love to work in Beverly Hills and Bel Air and, like, the, like, top, you know, focal places. That's, for me, like, you know, the big money, you know? But it's not all about money, obviously. But it's, like, you know, go big or go home. And I don't ever go home. I go big. Okay?
Okay.
So, that's my plan.
So, are you dating?
No.
Because you got a lot going on.
It's not even that I have a lot going on. I just feel like love is not in my cards right now. It's just, I have had a trouble dating, and I feel like I don't know if I intimidate men. I don't know if it's because they know I'm wealthy. I don't know if it's because of my body. I don't know if it's because of how I look. I just feel like they know Nicki. They don't know Nicole. And it's just like, the men I meet, I don't know if it's because, you know, my family owns strip clubs. Maybe I meet them in the wrong places. I don't attract the wrong things, and I'm kind of tired of making myself vulnerable to the wrong men. Yeah. So I'm just kind of focused on myself. I put the energy in myself, and I'm like, you know, when God wants it for me, it'll
happen.
You don't
even want it right now.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Got it. What was it like growing up in a strip club? Like,
I didn't grow up in a strip club. My parents lied about it our whole life till we were 18. They told us that they just own real estate, which my family does own a lot of commercial property and things like that. But my mom just didn't want us to be like those kids judged by other kids. So we never really knew.
Got it. Until when?
I was 18, like a grown up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. My first time I went to a strip club was like, I was like 21. I was a little late.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They kept us out of that, which is a good thing.
It was
a good
time, though. So I heard that you were fired at Red Lobster. No? Mm? Yeah.
What?
Red Lobster. So there's something on the internet, right?
I've never worked.
That's what I was saying. I was like, she grew up in the Hollywood Hills. Why would she be a Red Lobster? And so there's literally a story out there. So I just wanted to confirm or deny.
No way.
Yeah.
I worked at Red Lobster?
That's what they said.
I never had a real job.
Until now.
I never had a real job until now. Yeah. I was my own boss my whole life.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that story is, but Red Lobster, I love your biscuits. So holla at me if you want to send them this way, but no.
And Beyonce love to be there too. That's what she said. Okay. So can you play a game with me real quick?
Let's do it.
Like a would you rather kind of vibe.
I guess.
Like shake the table. Okay. So really quick, I'm gonna give you two things. You pick which one. Like rapid fire. Okay. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
Mm, win the lottery next year, and then I'm gonna find true love after that. Because, girl, winning the lottery is a once in a lifetime thing. Okay. Falling in love is a multiple time thing.
Literally. Okay. Would you rather die before or after your partner?
Probably after.
Yeah. That
yeah. I'm really not good with stuff like that. Uh-huh. I wouldn't want to witness that.
Yeah. Would you rather be gassy on the first date or wedding night?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
But what's
gassy
question?
On the first date,
like,
or,
sex?
Or no, gassy on the first date or wedding night?
And what does that mean?
Like, you know, like a little fart. You said, I don't do that. She don't do that, y'all. Okay.
Skip. Yeah, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. Would you rather walk in on your parents or have them walk in on you?
Have them walk in on me, because I don't want to walk in on them. That's for sure. Okay.
Would you rather confess to cheating on your partner or catch your partner cheating
catch
on you?
Catch him cheating, because I don't cheat, as far as they know, forever.
Boom. Okay. Boom. No. Would you rather give up wine for a year or drink nothing but wine for a year?
Give up wine for a year.
No wine? Do you have a favorite wine?
I'm a straight liquor, no wine kind of girl. I like if I'm a drink, it's gonna be like tequila, like dark liquor. It's not like a wine kind of girl.
Like, yeah. What kind of dark? Like Douce?
Douce, like Hennessy. Like,
no, oh, you're fun. Wild. You're fun. Okay.
Depend on the night.
Okay. Flat chest or flat ass?
Flat chest.
Flat chest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you rather lose your keys or your phone in the sand?
My phone in the sand.
You know, I recently lost my keys last week in the sand. My friends were mad at me at my own party. Wow. So, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to switch it up real quick. This or that. Lingerie or fully naked?
Fully naked.
Strawberries or cherries?
Strawberries.
Sushi or burger?
Sushi.
Candy or cookies?
Candy.
Morning or night?
Night.
Talk or text?
Talk.
Shower or bath?
Shower.
Men or women?
Men.
Wigs or weave?
Wigs.
Give or receive?
Receive.
Real estate or TV?
Real estate.
Money or love?
Love.
The RTJ Experience? Or any of those other podcasts?
Huh?
My show or any other show?
Your show.
Okay.
RTJ, you're talking all fast. I'm like, huh?
It's like, I was like, what'd you say? Thank you for being here, though.
Thanks for having
me. I'm really excited to witness the evolution of you, because...
Thank you.
Every time I met you, you've been so sweet.
Thank you.
And so I cannot wait to watch you on Selling Sunset.
Yes, thank you so much.
And follow you each and every day on social
and
media.
And sell $1 million houses. Okay?
Boom, boom.
Because then we're going to really party.
So now you can buy your own house. Like, you know what you're doing.
Now I know how to flip property.
Wow.
Big time.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What's up, family? Thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram and wherever you get your podcasts from for listening pleasure. Don't miss our weekly Millennial Conversations Pod Post Edition right here. My name is RTJ, and thanks for joining me today.